Kum lernen a black gemurra. Yesterday's black was after Memches, or stuff after Memches. Chazara for all you. Says the Mishnah, so we can give a number of scenarios we start learning about where, you know, there's a Pchay for Koyin, and Pchay Nachla, now we're talking about Pchay for Koyin. Mishnah Bikrishta, his wife never gave birth, and suddenly the oldest Nez Chalim had two boys, so what's the din? And one of them, we're not sure which is the Pchay, it doesn't matter. Nice and haste, Slaim, the Koyin. Obviously, it's to get five Slaim, the Koyin, one of them is a Pchay. What about Meis Echemen? You don't know which one died. It was the Pchayr died, the other one. If it takes Shleisha Yeh within 30 days when there's no mitzvah yet, a pinyon of Ben of Potter, because there's no pinyon of Ben. Rashi holds the reason why there's no pinyon of Ben for a kid under 30 days is because he's a Nafel, and you're not Chayiv until after 30, because that's when you know for sure the kid will live. Okay. So Teisa says, based on this, Rashi comes out, really you are Chayiv, pinyon of Ben straight away. It's only because we don't know the kid will live. But if you know the kid is fully developed 9 months, and even if the kid died at 2 weeks old, you have to pay pinyon of Ben. And Teshas argues, Teshas, but etzem, there's no chiv until 30 days go by. Anyhow, Mesa, oh, what if the father died? V'abonim kayamim, but the kid did live. So what happens then? The mayor says, im nosno, if they are paid out already, actually chilke, before they divided the estate, then nosno. Obviously, there's a lien on the estate. Abavim lava, they did not give anything them pturin. Because, Rash, as the Gemara will explain, he holds that the brothers who split the Yerusha, as we say, em breda, how do you know you ended up with your part? Maybe you ended up with the brother's part. And therefore, they only have a din of lekuchas, their buyers. And lekuchas, since milval peh, this is only a loan, oral loan, and a milval peh, you don't collect from lekuchas. That's why he holds pot. The coin can't go to either of them collect. However, Yudha says, Nishaibu Nechosim, no, he holds it either to Milva Bishtar, because Milva is written in the Shtar, I mean, a Milva that's written in the Torah like it's written in the Shtar, or because he holds that they are Yesh Breda and they have a din like Yershin, and therefore, if the Yesh Breda and they have a din like Yershin, that means that each one has the estate, that the state itself has the lien. Each one got the lien on the estate, and therefore, you can go and collect from them. Zochni came a boy and a girl, ain't can the coin club, because I know which one's first. So the coin can collect. Says the mother, the misa of Amy, when did the father die? Says the mission, they died. Elam, the misa lachalim, if he died after 30 days, that means it's a chiev. So my enough community, even if the lechayda, the right thing, the mother wants to stand, even if they distribute already, there's a lien on the state. Bahamra make a chulk of two, they divide a pot of oy, stab the lone chosid, there's a lien on the state. Must be the maze betech lamayim, it died within 30 days. So the pot, my enough community, if they paid him already or not, even if they paid him, you give the money back. Maishna ki chulk, does the gabahai machli. Why is it they divide? Already, he can go to each one. Each brother says, "Go to the next one." How you know it's me? Maybe the other one is a b'chayid. Even though he didn't divide nami, let's say they didn't divide. He goes to if the father died within the 30 days, right? But the kids lived. So each son says, "Go to the other one." He's a b'chayid. Even they didn't divide the property yet. Each kid has 50% of the property. Each one can say about his 50%. Don't collect from my 50%. Go to the other guy. You have to come to one conclusion, and that is Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Let's say I lent money to a guy called Yosef ben Shimon. Unfortunately, there are two people Yosef ben Shimon in the city, and there's no other sign. Each one says, "That means the other Yosef ben Shimon." And what do you do? Obviously, you can never collect. It happened to be that one day these two Yosef ben Shimon went to partnership. Then Balchayv can come and collect from them. He says, I'm taking a share of your field. I don't care which one you guys in the field owes me. If you're the Yosef ben Shimon, I'm taking your share. And if your friend is one owes me, I'm taking his share. Amar Rava says, Rava, it doesn't make sense. Mehdi, your estate has no liability. Your estate is acting on your behalf, is a guarantor for you. The estate of a person is not even Bay is a guarantee for you, a guarantor for you. How could it be the day the Tavila? You couldn't, if you went directly to the borrower, you couldn't collect, because each one will say, go to the next guy. And yet, but you can go to the guarantor and collect from him. Just because the guarantor is a guarantor for both doesn't mean you can have each one is like a separate entity. Because now we learn, Hamalvas Chaveda, the other, if you lend your friend money and have a guarantor on it, well, you put him in order, don't get paid from the guarantor. Anymore explains we don't get paid. That's the whole purpose of a guarantor, to pay. The Kaiman, means don't go first. You go to the bar, he has no money, only then can you go to the guarantor, unless it's not a problem. I'll tell you the pshat. The father died after 30 days. So therefore, there's a lien on the property. You're right. If there was a big, large estate, enough to cover Hachinami, the Shakil, then of course he can take. But Hachma is king, like a Lachamish Slime, Sachakil is only five slime. The whole estate is five slime. The question is, they lean on the state that predates or pre-exists these Yoshim. Everyone agrees Ravasi. Ravasi says, I'm not sure if Yesh Breda and Breda, so therefore I'm going to say they're half like Yoshim, half like Kuchas. And the Nafkamin is, Lekuchas, an ore alone you cannot collect from the buyers, because there's no lien on the property. But if it's Yoshim, you could collect from the Yoshim. Chacham made a tekana that Machleki, whether Chacham made a tekana from Yoshim, you could collect, otherwise people start lending money, or Chacham made a tekana that from Lekuchas you cannot collect. Because the Kuch will say, we'll never buy another property, because how in the world are we going to know there's an outstanding oral loan? There's no way of doing any investigations and due diligence. Or the Kuliyam, everyone agrees that Milvak, so the Tata, a loan that's written in the Tata, Lavka Kurish Adam, is considered only an oral loan, even though the Tata says you got to get paid in a Ben. Or the Kuliyam, Isla Papa, everyone agrees that Papa, but a Papa, Milvak, Pe, Goivim, and Ayoshi, you can only collect from heirs, well, in Goivim, you cannot collect from buyers. The argument is the whole entire state is only five sloyim, and the question is I'm only going to get half, right? If you hold like Ravasi, you only get the share of Yoshim, which you only get 2.5. What's the din if you cannot give the full five sloyim? So you should pay something or you pay nothing. And that's the machlekes is a main Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says no such thing as half. Either you pay all of it, all or nothing. So therefore, he says you cannot pay all because half of them are lekuchas, so you get nothing. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, whatever you get, you get. Rabbi Yehuda says therefore you potter. Rabbi Yehuda says chamish v'afilu chatzi chamish. Freddy Mori Yochiv. So Rabbi Yehuda says nischayv undechasim. What's the relevance of Rabbi Yehuda saying that there's a lien on the state? That's not the point. Nischayv gavur boyle. He should have said whatever you have to pay, the person, the chiv is on the person. Whatever, because we all agree that the chiv is on the person. Only question is, you know, since you can't do all, do you do anything? So that's what he should have said. No, the person has to pay whatever he can. He pays. Oh, furthermore, we learned Tanya Bihuda Achin Shechoku, the brothers divided Im Yesh Asara Zuzuzeh. If each one has 10 zuz, 10 zuz is 2.5 sloyim. Chayovin the chayv to pay this the opinion of Ben. What do you mean Asara Zuzuzeh? Asara Zuzuzeh. There's two ways of learning pshat. Ilem is a pshat bein the Yerusha bein the Lekuches. Between the Yerusha and the Lekuchas. What you're learning right now, it's half and half. Everyone agrees it's half and half. That there's 10 Olah, the Chamesh, of the Chatzah Chamesh, and he holds, I don't care. That, you know, each one has 2.5, and one of them you're going to get, one, you're only going to end up at 2.5. Yehochi, my ear, why do you have to be so pedantic and make it exactly 2.5? When we say Chamesh, the Chatzah Chamesh, it means literally half. And if he only has one seller, you pay, the whole vart is, you pay whatever you have. So why does he stress that it was 2.5 slime here, exactly 2.5 slime here? My ear, yeah, sorry, I feel the bottom of Sarnami, even less than 10, you still have to pay whatever. Whatever you can. Elapshita means Asodazuz di Yerusha Lezev, Asodazuzha, each one has 2.5. Two brothers, each one has 2.5. Alma Chomesh Velechatzi Chomesh Relay, and you're only paying, only if you can do the whole five. So what's the machlek is, Elekuli Alma Chomesh Velechatzi Chomesh, everyone agrees you have to pay the full five, all or nothing. And the question is, there's a pre-existing lien. Vahocha Bidder Abasi Vira Papa Kamifke, they're arguing this very point. They're either arguing in a Vasi or they're arguing in a Papa. Either they hold that, no, not half and half, but totally. One guy holds Yesh Breda, and therefore they're like Yoshin, and you can collect the entire amount from the Yoshin. You don't know which is the Bechay. It doesn't matter, because there was already a lien on the state from before. You know, the father was there, there was a lien of five slowing on the state. Just because you end up 2.5, and he ended up 2.5, it's still... what do you call it? There's a lien on the state, so he can collect it. Or if you hold them, and the other one says Ein Breda, and therefore they're only Lekuchas, and we don't know who ended up with what, and therefore you cannot collect. Or, because it's a kind of Milva Peh, you don't collect. Or the Argin of Asi, or the Argin of Papa, whether Milva Peh, Milva Peshtar, who said it's a Milva Peh? Maybe it's a Milva Peshtar. Or they argue with a Papa, and they say that you could collect from Yoshin, just like as well, you can collect from Lekuchas. You say you cannot collect from Lekuchas. The Buddha says you could, and that's why you collect the whole amount. Vika, the others will do the exact same thing, but they...
Only for money that they inherited or money that they...
Only the money inherited. They don't have to pay their own, no.
So it's... Even if they have a lot of...
There's a pre-existing lien on the property itself, therefore they have to pay... otherwise...
Yeah, they have no chiv.
They have no chiv to pay the father's loans.
They only have 2.5.
Each one has 2.5, so total is 5. Inheritance. Talk about the inheritance. So the original property had the full cover, had 5. Not in the case of the father died within 3 days. When did the father die? This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's the same Gemara, but it's on Rabbi Yehuda. If the father died after 3 days, that what? That if they divided. Why there's no lien on the state? Ella, but she must have died before, or the 30, so there was no lien on the state. If the father died before 30 days, there was no chiv, and a pigeon, a ben. And by the time the pigeon chiv came along, it was the kids who had it. is gecholka my mechayiv. So they divided by the chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda, divided by the chayiv. He goes to each son and says, "Hey, pay me. One of you guys are a pchayiv. Pay me." Each one will say, "Go to the other one." Lazy legabe highly chayiv. There's no lien on the state because the father died before the chayiv started. Lazy legabe highly chayiv. Legabe highly chayiv. I'm going to be a matter from here. We can learn now. Shnei yosim b'shem shayvi lachav lokech memesod mechavayiv. Two people have the same name, and the board of field of red bal chayiv gave many. You can collect. Amar leibid the dog masikna monsi dogker shekil. If it's yours, I'm giving your half. Avi bechavuchem masikim shtabuchem lekabe dog. I'm taking your half. Amar Rava says can't be that shot. Merdin say the badinish in a raven bay. They cannot collect from the property more than you can collect from the buyers themselves. The kula kalish the kama. Then the gemara saying yeah, and continue the rest of the sugi the gemara like we did before, which is interesting because the gemara usually spells it out. Here they told you go back. Anyway, Mishnah, same way we learned before about Yosh and Lukuchas. Shtei Noshim, two women, like Biku, nine of them had a kid before. The oldest, Neschar, and they both had a boy. You always start over the simple case. The nice and youth slam the coin. Obviously, they both married the same man, but you got to give 10 slam to the coin. What about Mace Echad Mehem, but yeah, one of the kids died within 30 days. So definitely, there's still one part outstanding. But if they paid the coin out already before the 30 days expire and they gave him the $10, obviously he only owes for that five. Yachzel, get back five. We gave it two different coins. I don't know which coin to get back from. Each coin will say, I got the one from the B'chai, not the one who died. I got from the one that's living, not the one who died. And you can't take it away from them. What about the cave? The two born. One was a Zohar, one was a cave. And they were, and we don't know. And it's all talking about they got mixed up somewhere. In a cave, Rashi says, or in a hospital, they got mixed up. So you don't know which one is chayiv, which woman. Shnei zechadim in a cave, then nice and chomish slam. Oh, you got to give five slam because only one zachar, so obviously you got to give five. Or even the case two zachar in a cave could be each woman had a zachar and one had a zachar first. It could be in a cave, so therefore you only take the vadois, which is a zachar, the single zachar. Shtei in the cave is a zachar, but the two girls and a boy. Shnei zechadim, you get two boys and a girl. There's a possibility that there's no chayiv at all. Because maybe the twin that set the girl was first, then in kind of the clue, the coin has to prove what happened here. Achas bikra, achas shle bikra. One woman already gave birth before, one didn't give birth before. She had two boys, so one has a pchay, one has a pchay. You don't know which one is out. Nice and chomish slime the coin. You give five slime to the coin. What about meis echad mehen? If one of them died, but translation, one of them died within 3 days. Is of potter, then the father is potter. Since one of them is only one b'chayde, and you don't know which one, maybe the b'chayde is the one who died. What about Mesa of the father died? This is the same thing we had before. About Bonikim, the children are alive. The mayor says, Im nosnu machle cholku, if he already paid off, then nosnu, whatever they gave. The property gave it. Im lab, if not, turn the potter, like I said before, because remove our pair, and you don't collect from Lukuchas. Rabbi Yudah says, Nishchayv and Lukhasim, the state is chayv, and because they're Yosh and Yosh Breda, you collect from them. Zoch and a Kaver, ain't the coin klum. A boy and a girl, the coin gets nothing, because one of them is died. So maybe you don't know which one. No, one woman was a Pchayr, and one woman was not a Pchayr. One woman had the first child, maybe it was a girl, exactly. What about Shtei Noshim, Shashnei Noshim? It wasn't one husband, it was two men and two women, and Shalabiku, and they had kids. The older Bezchon, they both had kids, and there's a partial case, and obviously he has to give five slime. What about Mezech, and one of them died, but then 30, now you don't know which one it is. Each father will say, it's the other guy. If they already paid the coin, then Yachzelehem Chomish Slime. If they gave it to a coin, he got 10 slime, but he only is entitled to 5. He gets 5, and the other 2 take it back, and they divide between themselves, because they themselves don't know which one it is. They gave 2 separate coins, and then nobody can, each coin will say, I'm the one who got the money for the living kid, the surviving one. And what about Zoch in the cave? Two men, two women, and one gave birth to Zoch in the cave. Each of will say, I'm the one who had in the cave, we don't know. But the Ben, the fact is the boy is a b'chayr, so when he grows up, he has to pay. Chayev, leave this, ask but to redeem himself. Shtei in the cave, two girls, v'zochar, shtei in the cave, v'zochar, and kan l'koin klum, the coin has nothing. And the guy doesn't have to be b'chayr himself, because maybe he was number two, not number one. Achaz bikra, achaz le bikra. One woman really had a child, one woman didn't have a child. So shnei nosh, two different men, the older shnei zchar, had two boys. One of them is chai, which one? Zeh shal le bikra, ishtin, leizah, chamer, shleim, lekoin. The one, his wife never had children before, gives five shleim, even though he doesn't know which kid is his. But the fact is, his kid is somewhere, so he has a chiv giving a b'chayr. What about zoch in the cave? One of them had a zoch in the cave, and you don't know which one's what. Ein kan le koin klum, koin gets nothing. Says the Gemara, maishlo shnei koinim. Why two koinim? Does it go behind a matchel? Does it go behind a matchel? Two koinim. Each one says the other one is the one who has a b'chayr. Koin echen nami. So even by one koin, even you tell me two kainim, and he goes back to the kainim to give him money. Each one kainim will say, "No, I got the money for the surviving one." Right? So even if it's one kainim, and since one of them died, why can't they kill the kainim? Say, "Look, the fact is that one of them that you don't owe the $5." Yeah. Which says so the coin, why can the coin also say one coin and two others? You said one coin and two others, the coin has to give back $5 and they split it. Why can't the coin tell each one of them, your kid is a surviving one? Let him, just like we had before, go to each one, two separate cases. We're talking about they both came together like a power of attorney. They came together with this document that says that we're collecting on behalf of both. If we can't push anybody away, you don't write it on a drachta, saying basically that the money that's sitting by you, which is ours, is by us. But you don't write it on a metaltin because it could be the guy will never pay, and we don't like to write anything which is a phony. Property is right there. So we can't say the property is not here. When it comes to money, you know, we're worried that maybe the money is not around. When do we say that? Only if he denies it, the borrower says, "I don't owe you the money." Then you cannot write a hashor to somebody and give a power to collect it because it looks not real. I will hecha the loy coffee. Nobody's denying it here. Kasvini, you write it. What about zochin the keva? Ain't kind of going gloom. If there's a boy and a girl, the coin gets nothing because how do you know which one is the bechayit? Tana rabu nu shnei zochin the keva and kind of going gloom. What else would be learned here? Now Misha says if one zochin and one a keva, the coin gets nothing because how do you know which one is first? Which is the one that you know one woman had already gave to him before. One woman didn't. How do you know which one gave it? In another brayse it says if two males and the keva, the coin also has nothing because which one will he go to collect? How do you know which one to go to? If there were two men, each, and there was one of them gave birth to twins, one of them gave birth to a boy. Now, the one who gave birth to twins could be a girl. One of them gave birth to a boy, but which one is it? Each man will say, "I'm the one who had the twins and the girl first." He can't collect. How come Mishnah doesn't mention that case? Says the Gemara, our Mishnah, Kivin de Bishnei Noshim Mushkachar, the only time you can learn this case, what I just told you, is of the two different men. But Be'ish Echad Vishtei Noshim, one man and two women, and one of them had twins and one of them had a boy, definitely has to pay five. Because even though you don't know which kid is the firstborn, but you know that one of your wives definitely had a boy, had a single boy, and you would have to pay. Le Mishkachar Masa, Mishnah is only in cases that you can learn in two men or one man. Says the Mishnah, Maita, Meisa Ben Mishnah, Shlishi, Yahim. Exactly. If the child died within 30 days, Afa Pisha Noshim, even though you already paid the koyin, like Yachzir, he must return it to you because there's no chiv. Here it actually says about because there's a knife. Well, after 30 days, after Bishalay Nasan, if he didn't give Yiti, you have a chiv. Once the kid lived 30 days, you have to pay the pinyon ben, even the kid passes away. Now, what about the 30 day itself? The 30 day itself is like before, it has to be after 30 days. The pinyon ben is the 31st day. Rabbi Kiva says, "Im nosan lo yitul, im nosan lo yitul." Rabbi Kiva says, "I'm not sure. So if you already gave it, fafal. If you didn't give it, you don't have to give." Ma'itamayde rabbanon. What's the svar rabbanon? Why does it be 31st day? Gambri, they learn out chodesh mebidbar. When the Eden counted the midbar, it says mechodesh v'mayla. In this week's parsha, it says ben chodesh v'mayla. Only not a month, but a day over a month. So therefore, we learn out of gzeir shava chodesh of here also by pinyin ben. It means over a month, 31 days. Ma'hosam v'mayla the day after. Avochanam v'mayla the day after. Nu Rabbi Kiva besapkli is not sure. Midiitzach lemichtam alech by erchin also talks about. If you know, if you're more than 60 years old, if you're more than a month, you pay a certain erech, and over there it has to say mile again, which means that it doesn't rely on exeter shava. Therefore, it's just like if it doesn't rely on exeter shava, maybe it's coming to tell you that wherever it says chaydish, it means the 30th day. Only when I say mile, I mean 31 days. So why is he ever suffering? Then let me just rule that the 30th day definitely is like the 29th day. But he says, since you have two psukim where it says chaydish v'mile, that only where it says chaydish v'mile, it means the 31st day. That's one way of looking at it. When do we say we two psukim cannot teach la alma to other dinim? But over here we're talking about chodesh v'mayla, which is exactly the same thing, and therefore we would think that for the sins it's talking about the same thing, like the b'chayde, we're one of them b'chayde doidas and b'chayde midbar. But both talking about the same subject, b'chayde. Maybe you could learn from the fact that it says once it says over here b'chayde chodesh v'mayla by Shevet Levi means everywhere the same thing. Everyone agrees. When it comes to Avelis, even Rabbi Kiva, who argues when it comes to being a Benek, when it comes to Avelis, he agrees that Yom Shloishim Ki Yom Shlofanot. It doesn't mean 31st day, it's the 30th day. That's when Shloishim ends. And the Mixa Yom Kikula is the third day in the morning. And not only that, when it comes to Avelis of a child, if the child died on the 30th day, you know, there's no Avelis for a child unless it's not a Nafel anymore. Nafel is only, even Rabbi Kiva is made that if he died on the 30th day, There's no avelis on the father for the child. It's an eifel. Whenever there's an argument by Abel, there's always Mekel, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is major, even though he has a suffix when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, but when it comes over here, he's Mekel. Said the Mishnah, what about Mesa Abed Eshleisha? The father died before 30 days, and we don't know whether he paid the Pidyon HaBen for a son or not. Becheska Shalei Nivda, we'll assume that he didn't pay, because the Gemara of Babasa says, a chazaka ain't odom parei, but takes money. People do not pay before the due date. Halavai, as Rabbi Akiva says, they pay on the due date. But after 30 days he died, then we're going to assume that he paid off. Unless he says they didn't pay. If he said, you know what I mean? If he said I didn't pay, then you have to pay. Because we have a chazaka, people do not pay before the due date. We don't have a chazaka that people pay on the due date. That chazaka we don't have. Make that assumption. What about who lived there? Let's say he only has a certain amount of money and he didn't pay himself yet. And he has a son to be paid. Who paid him? No, he comes first. Your mitzvahs come first. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're still seeing what it means. But no, your son comes first. Your mitzvah say, I love you. Because your son's mitzvah is the father to redeem. But mitzvah say, I love you. Your mitzvah opinion belongs to your father. Your son's mitzvah opinion belongs to you. So you got to take care first of your chiv. Your chiv is taking care of your son. We'll soon see what that means. Something about eat will be learned. You redeem your son within 30 days. What happened? You redeemed it within 30 days before the due date. And we'll soon see. We're talking about a case where the money is still, if the money is no longer in existence, day number 30. Do we say since you gave it, it comes day number 30 and the kid is alive? It's 31. The kid is nifta, or we say no, there's no money around, not nifta. Shmuel says, ain't, but it's not padi. Kuli alma ma'achshav. If he said, I'm giving you right now, so I want them right now to take effect, ain't, but it's padi. It's too early. If I say here today, the money today, and in 2 weeks is shleishin yom, we're traveling, and if the money is still in existence, then everyone agrees, vadi b'nei padi. Why not? He gave it to him early, and he said, it should be a pidyon HaBen for my son. Came day number 31, the money, he spent the money, the kohen spent the money, the money's no longer in existence. Since there's no money, how's it work? Is it pshat that on day number 31, the money, wherever it is the chalois, but here, there's no money anymore, so it doesn't work or not? Rav says, b'nei padi. Sorry? Yeah, let's see, if it's not padi, then the kohen's giving back the money. But by kedusha we say, if you give a woman a kedushin and say, I want you to be married to me in 30 days, engaged to me in 30 days, and the money has been spent before the 30 days, the din is that she's mekudesh, because if she doesn't have the money, then she now has to give him money. And now, therefore, he doesn't have to give the money. He's no loan yet. But by saying to her, you don't have to give him the money, he has to take the money now. So then, it's not like I'm a kaddish with a loan, I'm giving her actual money. He's talking, I'm a lishna, which why should be any different? There, I can be kaddish you today. Here, I don't have the ability to be paid you today. But I forgot, even though the kaim have a rule. Whenever there's a machlik rabbi shmuel halacha like when it comes to Isra Hetet. And it kishmuel bedine hacha hichazek kavashir shmuel. When it comes to pidyon HaBen, there's money involved, but it's really a case of Isra Hetet. It's a halacha. Tanam, we learned, it's not commercial law, it's a halachic law. Tanam, we learned, it says in the Mishnah, Meis b'teich lam, if he died within 30 days, afa pishan nosal koin, if the baby dies, even though he paid the coin, yachzaloi chomish loim. He must return in the money. Sounds like, but if he didn't die, then it's a good pidyon HaBen. Kasha and Rav. Kasha is more time with the mess. Hoi loim med, but if he didn't die, b'noi padu. So Rosh will answer, hachmai skin in the east of the maiz. Here we're talking about the money still in existence. That's why it's a valid pidyon. But if you take to spend the money, it's no good. Toshma, come here, says the Braisa, Becheske Shalei Nivde, sorry, says the Mishnah, Becheske, that is not redeemed, Atche Nivde, until he tells us that it was redeemed. With the before 30 days, it's not, we assume that we're not redeemed, unless he told us clearly it was. No, we see clearly you could redeem money before the 30 days. Again, Shmuel says, Hasanami, over here is talking about the Isnu L'Money B'nai. All of these cases talking about the money still in existence at the end of 30 days. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Yehuda. Tana was looking for Rav Yehuda Braisa. One of his Talmidim was telling him over Braisa. Hapoide is B'nai. Somebody redeems his son. B'nai Padu. His son's redeemed regardless of whether the money is in existence or not. Amalei Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda got angry. He said to him, Shmuel says, Ein B'nai Padu. V'at Amalei B'nai. You call me a Braisa B'nai Padu. Interesting. But if there's such a Braisa. Anyway. I want you to know that even though generally the halacha like that when it comes to Yisurim, Shmuel b'dinim, Shmuel b'dinim, halacha like Shmuel. Who lived this? Who came before his son? Tell him what we learned. Who leave does Ibn leave that if he has to redeem himself and his son, who kaidin he comes before his son? Like that's the pin of the comment. Rabbi Yehuda says Benoy Kadmai, his son comes first. Mitzvah say Alaviv, his chiv is on his father. Well, mitzvah Benoy Alav. That's what the Mishnah said. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said Hakol Moidi. I'm not sure why it says Tanur Rabbanu, because this is exactly what our Mishnah says. Amar Yehuda says Hakol Moidim. Everyone agrees. Heichad Leka Elochamish Shleim. If you only have $5. In your account, surely you have to take care of yourself before you take care of your son. Who kaidin l'bnai? By time, but the mitzvah day, other your mitzvahs come first. Ki pligi, when's the argument? Heicha the ik. This is the case. The ikah chamish mishubadus. There's $5 worth of property that you yashin from your father, and the chamish b'nei chaydin. They have five free pre-existing. The din is that generally, when you have to pay back a debt, you first go to b'nei chaydin, and then if there's nothing left, then you can go to lekuchas, the people who bought the mishubadim. Now the question like this: his Pinyan Ben, he has a right to go to Mishabadim because his father owed the Pinyan Ben before these guys bought the property. His son's Pinyan Ben, he has no right to go to Mishabadim because it's a new liability that just came after these people bought the property. So if he's going to take care of his own first, he'll have to first pay B'nai Chayrin. What does he have left on Mishabadim? How can he pay his sons? So Abu Dhabi says, pay your sons first of B'nai Chayrin, therefore leave Mishabadim, and then you'll pay your own because you can collect your Pinyan Ben. It's a ruse. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rida holds milva nalochede. Can you collect from Shabbatim? That's going to be the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds milva haksilva v'teira. This long opinion of Ben's written the Torah kicks over shtar. Dovah is written the shtar. V'yidei ozil v'tar Mishabbatim. His own he'll take Mishabbatim. V'hadi chom nechaydim. Par lebrei his son. As Taisa explains, first he pays off his son, and his son cannot collect from Shabbatim. So they go to Ben Nechaydim, and when it comes to his chiv, all he has left is Shabbatim, and he's entitled to it because the milva haksilva v'teira kicks over shtar. Dovah is like it's in a contract. However, even for his own Pinyan Ben, he has no right to collect from the buyers because a loan, any loan, there's no recorded shtar, even though it's a chiyah from the Torah, doesn't mean it's recorded. When you do your due diligence, you won't find it. And therefore, all you have is $5 of an echid, and he'll commit to the day if you're first. Okay, we'll stop here.